out here. Darkness meant death. Kate Brighton urged her weary horse even faster as night crept over the land of rhyme. The gelding labored with the pace already, his pants like whip cracks in the air, and his shoulders and neck lathered with foamy white stripes. But they couldn't stop, and they couldn't slow down. They had to make it inside the city before the gates closed. How much farther? Kate thought for the 100th time. Farhold still nowhere in sight. The road wound between hills too tall to see beyond, the shadows deep and dark. The swaths of everweeps spilling down the slopes toward them were already drawing their petals closed, while the moon with its pale silvery ring peeked over the crest of the hills to the east, like a watchful eye in the bruised face of the sky. "Come on, Pip," Kate whispered. She stood in the stirrups as she rode, her legs burning from the effort to keep her weight off the horse's back. After so many hours in the saddle, her muscles felt like wood gone to rot. Pip's sleek ears twitched at the sound of her voice, but his pace remained the same. He had no more speed to give. It was more than fatigue. Even without her magic, Kate could sense the horse's pain in the way his neck dipped whenever his left foreleg struck the ground. When she reached out with her abilities, though, Kate felt the pain as if it were her own, a hot throb running up from the base of the hoof. What must have started as a tiny fracture had only spread and worsened on their long journey. Fear clutched at Kate's heart. If the bone shatters, she cut the thought off before it could grow roots and spread. The guilt was harder to keep at bay, though. If only they'd stayed a bit longer in the relay tower, where she and Pip had spent the night on their return journey from Morrowred, a city more than 50 miles to the east. Another relay rider would have come along to help them. The Royal Courier Service of Rhyme kept strict protocols about searching for riders who failed to return with the mail they carried. Most riders who went missing were assumed killed by the night drakes that roamed the surface of Rhyme after sunset. The creatures ruled the night in this land, devouring any human or horse they could find. The only safety was behind the fortified walls of the cities, in relay towers, or a magist wardstone barrier. But she hadn't sensed the injury. Pip had left the tower sound, if a little sluggish from the previous day's ride. Then halfway to Farhold, snap, the foot went from fine to on fire. At once, Kate had dismounted and wrapped the leg with the cloth bandage she kept in her saddlebag. She wanted to stay put, fearing further damage. But they had to press on. She'd slowed their pace in an effort to keep it from worsening, but that too had been a mistake. One they were paying for now with this hellish race against the encroaching darkness. If she just had the power to halt the sun and its descent. But only Caro could do that, and she doubted the sky god was listening. "We're almost there," Kate said, struggling to convey the complex idea to the horse. Although her gift allowed her to touch the minds of animals and to even influence their behavior, making them understand wasn't easy. Horses didn't think in words and ideas, but in images and feelings, a language much harder to speak in. Still, for a few seconds, she sensed something like relief from Pip. His steps a little lighter, his head a little higher. Then the road began to climb upward, and the horse fell out of the gallop into a trot. Kate resisted pushing him back into a run. Pip needed to catch his breath, and daylight still lingered, if only by a single brush stroke of pink on the sky ahead. "Farhold can't be much farther," she hoped. They'd been in the hills that formed the city's eastern border for more than an hour now, but this was only her second time taking this route, and she couldn't be certain. The Morrowred route, with its lengthy distance and taxing pace, was reserved for veterans, and Kate had only just made 3 years as a relay rider for Farhold. Nevertheless, her instinct proved true. When they finally crested the hill, she spotted Farhold's towering stone wall less than a mile ahead. In the deepening darkness, the wardstones set in the embrasures at the top of the wall glowed bright as starlight. The magic inside each stone served a single purpose: to repel the night drake packs.